This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the outpouring of support in the aftermath of YouTube banning the entire Health Ranger channel. They've deleted over 1,700 videos, over 10 years of video work. They have wiped it out. And they've done so solely because they do not like the fact that I am pro-America. They don't like the fact that I criticize the gun control people or that I criticize the abortion mills. They do not like the fact that I voted for Trump and that I say so proudly. Now, you may disagree with my positions on things, and that's fine, but a true democracy should be able to withstand a conversation. We should be able to have a conversation, even a debate, right? We should be able to disagree and present our points of view and let other people decide what they think they want to believe. That's called a democracy. What YouTube believes in is totalitarianism. They believe that no one has the right to disagree with the radical left. That's what they believe. And that's what they have acted on now by banning the Health Ranger channel. Yet the outpouring of support for my channel, for my content, for my message, has been tremendous. And so I thank you, all of you. I've seen so many posts on Twitter and even videos on YouTube and posts on Facebook. There are thousands of people now condemning YouTube for banning my channel. And the number one comment that I hear, or category of comments, is people, you know, a lot of people thought that maybe I was exaggerating the danger of the radical left. You know, up until this event, they thought, oh, Mike, you know, you're like, why are you so concerned? Like, no one's coming for you. No one's going to censor you. You know, the left isn't out of control. They're like compassionate humanitarians, blah, blah, blah. Now those same people are tweeting me and saying, oh my God, you were right. They are tyrants. They are totalitarians. You are so right. They're coming for us. You are so right. If they can ban you, they could ban me. You know, this is what I'm hearing now. And I'm hearing it from many channels too. People emailing me, people Skyping me, people texting me who have my phone number. Just from every corner of the globe, people have been reaching out to me and saying, oh my God, you were right. You were right this whole time. Now we know. And that, I mean, that's the message here today in this podcast, that YouTube, by banning my entire channel for no justifiable reason, of course, YouTube has proven that what I've been saying is correct. Isn't that interesting? YouTube actually lends power to my warnings by doing exactly what I warned they would do. That, I mean, think about that. YouTube, of course, run by Google, run by tyrants, totalitarians, they have a network now where you can, you know, you can post videos of murder. You can have videos of people shooting each other to death. There's all kinds of videos on there of actual live shootings and shootouts and security camera shootouts where people are killed and so on. There's videos of people setting themselves on fire. You know, there's videos of animal cruelty. There's videos of practical, I don't know if it's light porn or what, partial nudity, I don't know. There's all kinds of insane stuff on there. And there's also videos of radical left-wing people calling for Trump to be killed, or calling for Ben Shapiro to be killed, or calling for police officers to be killed. YouTube has no problem with those videos. Isn't that interesting? That YouTube will gladly host all of those videos, but when you have a thought leader, you know, like my channel, the Health Ranger channel, teaching people how to prevent cancer, how to overcome diabetes, teaching people, you know, how to defend your rights and your liberty, that, according to YouTube, that has to go. That's, oh man, that violates community guidelines. They claim that videos are bullying. This is their catch-all term for anybody who disagrees with a leftist is called a bully by definition. So if you say that we should all have liberty and we should have national security and protect our borders, then you're called a bully. And then YouTube bullies you by cutting off your channel. So the left are the real bullies, but the only people they see as bullies are people who disagree with them. This is dangerous beyond description. What's happening in America is so dangerous. YouTube censorship is out of control. And yet, it's educational to those of us who are pro-liberty because it shows their cards. It shows where they're taking this. And here's something else worth noticing. There isn't a single leftist that I'm aware of who has spoken out against YouTube banning my channel. There isn't a single person. Even though my channel has a lot of material that certain types of left-wing people completely agree with, such as exposing the crimes of Monsanto and the dangers of GMOs and the dangers of glyphosate and so on. I mean, my channel, it has been, you know, we've exposed pollution, we talk about clean foods, we talk about organics, we talk about, all these topics that typically left-wing people would agree with. And yet, to my knowledge, there isn't a single left-wing prominent person who has denounced YouTube's ban of the Health Ranger channel. Now, maybe that's happened and I just have missed it. That I grant that that's a possibility. But to my knowledge, I haven't seen anybody do that. Which just tells you that the left is okay with censorship. The left is okay with it. And even like CNN calling for the Alex Jones channel to be banned by YouTube. There hasn't been a single leftist that has spoken out against that. Where is the outcry against censorship? You see, the left doesn't disagree with censorship as long as that censorship targets their political enemies. And that is the most profound realization from this that you need to take to heart and you need to remember every day that you are now living under such a totalitarian, radical left-wing regime, a technocracy run by technology dictators, that they applaud censorship of people they don't like. They applaud the censorship of their political enemies. They do not believe in the principle of public debate. They have no ties to fairness. They have no ties to public conversations or debates of any kind. They do not want to engage in a conversation. They want to silence you. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so, like I said, the cards are on the table now. This is all out in the open. It used to be covert banning, you know, shadow banning, where no one could find your videos, but you weren't really sure if you were banned or not, you know, like you were penalized in the search results. Google does that to this day. They shadow ban websites like naturalnews.com or infowars.com. We have to try 10 times harder to get organic clicks from search engines versus left-wing sites that don't have to try at all. Left-wing sites get automatic high rankings because Google's shadow banning, you know, penalizing you in the search results by manually adjusting your manual penalty. We know Google is doing that. We've seen that for years. But now they're just going out in the open. Now they're just saying, hey, they're not even going to fake like they're honest anymore. They're just going to outright ban the people that they don't like. And that is how the Health Ranger channel got destroyed by YouTube. And that's why there's so much outrage. That's why the outcry is huge. And again, I got to thank you for the outcry. I want you to keep the pressure up. You can keep tweeting the YouTube people. At YouTube is their Twitter handle. And I think there's another one, Team YouTube, T-E-A-M, at Team YouTube. Tweet those folks, whoever they are. We got to keep the pressure up. I'm going to be asking for your help to contact your lawmakers in Washington if you're an American. We've got to demand federal action against these tech giants. Where is Jeff Sessions on this issue? Where is the Department of Justice? We need the DOJ to be demanding that these tech giants stop this politically motivated censorship. And we need senators and members of Congress to pressure these companies and ultimately to regulate them. We need new laws that regulate a level playing field of freedom of speech online, where these large monopoly dominant gatekeepers would not be able to delete accounts and censor users solely because of their political views. And this law has to be carefully written because the left is, they just claim that you're a bully. They claim you're bullying. If you disagree with a leftist, you're just labeled a bully. So, you know, how do you legislate against that kind of abuse of the definition of bullying? You know, it's weird. The left thinks that words are weapons now. This is how they think that views that disagree with them are bullying, because they think words somehow are attacks or assaults. They literally believe that if they hear words that they disagree with, that they feel like they've been assaulted. Remember, I know it doesn't even make sense, but remember during the in 2016, the run-up to the election, and there were students that would run around campus, and using chalk, they would write the name Trump on the sidewalks of campuses across America. And the other students were triggered, and they were traumatized. If they were walking along and they would see the word Trump on the sidewalk, and they would flip out, and they would have to go see school counselors for weeks of therapy. I'm like, really? What? Really? Have you become such snowflakes? Have you become such crybullies? Are you so mentally weak that you can't even see a word on the sidewalk without totally flipping out and losing it and screaming? Remember that girl on that video? She looked like a college student. She was like, she was screaming her lungs out after Trump won the election and screaming about how she's going to need an ambulance, and she's not even joking, and somebody fixed this. And it was like, wow, you people are insane. But you see, they've now, in essence, they've now adopted this same position in YouTube. And I guess probably Google and Facebook as well. It's like, if you use words that they don't like, you're a bully. Automatically, you're a bully. So if you say, illegal aliens are illegal. Oh my God, you're a bully. You're bullying illegals. No, I'm making a statement of fact. How can a statement of fact be bullying? Illegal aliens, by definition, are in this country illegally, period. That's a statement of fact. It's irrefutable. It's like saying there are hydrogen atoms in water. Yeah, it's a statement of fact. You're not bullying the hydrogen. You're just making a statement. Or if you say, there are only two genders. There are men and women, and everything else is make-believe. Oh, you're bullying the LGBT community. Really? No, I'm not. I'm making a statement of biological fact. And yet, see, that's what YouTube does. They say, oh, you're bullying. You're bullying people. You're bullying who? Who are you offending? You're offending radical left-wing communists and delusional, you know, snowflakes. Well, hey, I'm sorry, but if statements of fact and truth are offensive to snowflakes, that's the problem with the snowflakes. That's not the problem with my content. Maybe the snowflakes should be banned from YouTube. Not the people telling the truth and rendering intelligent viewpoints. But you see, YouTube has to protect the snowflakes. YouTube has to protect the radical left, so they cannot allow anyone to challenge that narrative. Cannot allow it. Mm-mm. Just makes you wonder where all this is going to go. Because the left loves to, like, murder cops, you know. They like to call for killing cops. So I guess if you post a video on YouTube and you're like, we should murder all the cops. You know, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. If you have that, YouTube is going to say, oh, you're awesome. Yeah, we're going to make you number one. We're going to put your channel up at the top. So do you see how dangerous things have become? Where this is all headed? It's headed to a place where if you dare make any statement that disagrees with the official view, which of course is rooted in delusion and total insanity, then you will be banned from the internet. You will be banned from any ability to engage in a public discussion. You have no voice in this radical left-wing society run by techno-totalitarians. You have no voice unless your voice is conforming with the insanity of the left, which has all kinds of make-believe things, like believing that guns commit violence by themselves, or believing that abortion is women's health rather than murdering a baby when it's like a late term abortion, you know, third term partial birth abortion and so on. You know, it's funny, by the way, on that issue, I've sort of, maybe I shouldn't even get into this, but I used to be a lot more sort of progressive on the abortion issue in early, like, first term abortions. That used to be my position. And more as I've seen how the abortion pushers, they don't have any limits on how much they're willing to murder babies, even babies that have already been born. You know, they talk about post-birth abortions where they think parents can kill children up to 5 years old. As I've seen that, I've just become so opposed to the abortion industry because of the ethics, the, you know, the abandonment of respect for life. So I don't know. That's just an interesting little side note. I think when I was young, I was probably very much pro-abortion rights. I don't know if you know my history, but I was back in college, I was sort of a casual Clinton supporter. I'm talking about Bill. but I wasn't politically, you know, active. I was just sort of, I thought Bill Clinton was, you know, a cool, hip guy and everything. But as I grew older and became more wise and more experienced, I became more and more conservative in my views after seeing reality. And now today I am at my strongest ever in terms of opposition to liberalism and progressivism because I see how dangerous it is, and it's their policies that are targeting me. You know, it's not conservatives that are censoring the Health Ranger channel. It's liberals. You know, it's not conservatives that are attacking Natural News. It's liberals. It's left-wing, radical left-wing, you know, Antifa types. The death threats that I get are from left-wing people, not conservatives. Even though I was very outspoken against the Bush administration, by the way, nobody remembers that, I guess. And then I was outspoken against Obama. And Trump has been the first president that I've supported in, I guess, since Bill Clinton, which is kind of a weird thing to recognize. Like, what? You were like, you supported Bill Clinton and then now you support Trump? How can that work? Well, the difference is, you know, 20 plus years of life experience. That's why. Anyway, that's just a side tangent. The point is that whether you agree with me or disagree with me on these issues, I hope you'll agree that we all should have the right to speak. We all should have the right to engage in a conversation or a debate. That's the principle. See, I protect your right, and I endorse your right to speak out, even if you don't agree with me on these issues. That's okay. Render your opinion. Support your opinion. Use logic and reason to try to convince others that you are correct. That's what I do. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Not everybody's, you know, signed up for the same belief system that I have. That's okay, but we should all agree that we have the right to speak. We have the right to render an opinion. We have the right to engage in public debate. That's what's really important. So I thank you for your time. I appreciate all of your support. You can continue to support my work. You can purchase products at the Health Ranger Store. That's healthrangerstore.com. Or help us fight against this censorship. And I will continue to fight for your health, your liberty. I will continue to fight against pesticides, GMOs, and glyphosate. I'll continue to fight for firearms rights so that you can defend yourself. I will continue to fight for liberty and freedom in this country, and I appreciate your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Oh, a couple things. New video site being launched is called Reel.video. Reel.video. Go there and check it out. And healthrangerreport.com is the site for the podcast. So thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.